trusting of me to bring God.
很感谢梁牧师对我的信任。
I'm working hard on my Cantonese.
我在很努力地学习广东话。
And I believe by this time next year we won't need Gemma.
他相信明年这个时候就不需要我了。
I'm not sure about that.
还不确定。
Well, this morning you might think after reading this passage, well, this is a very powerful passage about God's people in the Old Testament.
今天早上当我们读完这段经文以后，你可能会觉得，哇，这是一段很强有力的经文，在旧约里面是有关神的子民的。
And we might think, well, how is this relevant for us today?
你可能会想，这跟我现在有什么关系呢？
So this morning I want to share with you a revelation of the Holy Spirit through the prayer and through the life of Nehemiah.
所以今天早上我想跟大家分享的是，神通过圣灵来在尼希米身上的一些。的一些启示。
I want to invite you to walk with me through some of the nations like Sri Lanka and, you know, Syria, where God's people are in great distress.
我想邀请你跟我一同来看，去观看这一些在一些就是神的子民在遭难的一些国家，比如叙利亚呀，还有斯里兰卡。
And see the pain of God's people today through the eyes of Nehemiah.
然后去通过尼希米的眼去看世界上这些正在遭受痛苦的这些人民。
I believe this morning Nehemiah will help us as God's people here respond to the suffering of God's people in crisis around the world.
我相信今天早上神的话语会通过尼希米来让我们看到，就是这世界各地正在因神的世界各地正在遭受这一些痛苦的这些人民，神的子民。
And I believe that there are three steps in us working together to embrace God's people in suffering.
我相信有三个步骤可以帮助我们去去更好的去包容这一些。在受苦难的神的子民。
We learn from Nehemiah first a deep conviction, an honest confession, and a faithful commitment.
我们通过尼希米去学习到这三步，就是有一个很深刻的一个认罪，罪的认识，还有一个很诚实的一个认罪悔改，和一个忠诚的信实的一个委身。
I believe Nehemiah wants all of us to join with him in being the hands of and feet of comfort of God's people in suffering and crisis.
我相信尼希米也希望我们加入到他，去一同来为这一些在基督里受苦受逼迫的这些肢体来同祷告纪念他们。
As you know, many of you are aware, we work in difficult countries around the world, like Sri Lanka.Myanmar, Indonesia, Vietnam.
相信很多人都知道，三本牧师有在这些国家，就是被基督教被受逼迫的这些国家去有一些事工，就包括像在斯里兰卡、越南，还有等等的一些国家。
This is one of the churches in Sri Lanka that was.That experienced one of the Easter Sunday bombings. I've been into this church. I went there not long after these bombings occurred.
这是一间在斯里兰卡当地的教会，他们当时经历了一个在主日早晨的一个爆炸的一个袭击。然后三本牧师之前有去过，就在这个爆炸发生不久之前，他也有去过。
And as many of you are aware from the news, Sri Lanka is in another major crisis again today, a financial crisis, perhaps the worst one that they've seen.
可能你们很多人也知道，斯里兰卡最近不久前也经历了另一个很大的危机，就是财政方面的金融危机。
And it seems like for God's people in Sri Lanka and other countries, there's one crisis, one piece of persecution, more attacks, and it seems it's relentless.
可能当我们看到斯里兰卡这些神的子民的时候，我们会看到有不断的攻击袭击，他们经历了一个又一个的灾难。
This morning, I want to give you some parallels between the broken walls of Jerusalem in Nehemiah's time and the brokenness of the church in Sri Lanka and other countries in our time.
今天早晨我会带大家来看一下，就通过斯里兰卡和其他国家的这些教会的一个破碎，来跟当年在尼希米记里面记载的这一个城墙的这个被拆毁。来做一个比较。
In Nehemiah's prayer, we see that God's people are being punished in his time for their unfaithfulness.
我们看到在尼希米的时代，神的子民被神惩罚是因为他们的罪。
But it would seem that in Sri Lanka and in other countries, Christians are being punished today because of their faithfulness.
因为当时他们当年的人是因为他们的不幸，他们不义被惩罚。但是今天我们看到斯里兰卡这些国家，神的子民，他们一样遭受了这样的灾难，他们却是信实的。
Jerusalem was a symbol of God's protection, provision, and promise, and the walls were the symbol of God looking after His people and protecting them.
耶路撒冷是一个对神的同在，还有他的保护和他的应许的一个象征。
But the broken walls of Jerusalem were a symbol of the brokenness of God's people. They no longer had protection. They no longer actually had God's favor and presence.
当时这个耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁破碎的时候，也象征着神的子民不再有这一个神的同在与保护。
For us today, the broken walls are a symbol of the brokenness of the church, the shattered body of Christ around the world.
今天对于我们基督徒来说，一个破碎的城墙就预表着，就象征着一个我们就是神的教会的一个破碎和分离。
Because the gathered body of Christ is a symbol of his presence, right? It's a symbol of his promise. It's a symbol of his unity. In the ancient world, a city without walls was a city that was defenseless and vulnerable to enemy attack.
在古代的时候，如果一个城没有城墙的保护，他们就是变得就是非常的可被外面的人可以攻击，非常的弱。
Christians in Sri Lanka and these other countries keep telling me why are we defenseless all the time? Why are we under attack? Why do we not have the walls of protection anymore?
斯里兰卡的这些神的子民总是在问，为什么我们没有这一个保护，没有这个城墙，总是被遭到攻击，总是有这么多的伤害。
Christians in the Middle East keep telling me, why is it that Muslim refugees are being rescued but not us? Why are we the last ones to be thought of and considered?
这些国家的子民也经常问，为什么那些伊斯兰教徒的那些难民，他们就可以被别的国家收留，受到保护，为什么我们总是最后才被看到的人？
The church in Iraq and Syria is one of the oldest churches in the world. They keep saying, why is it that we are the ones who are crushed, we are the ones that the world has forgotten about, yet we are the womb of the church in the world.
在伊拉克和在叙利亚的教会的一些基督徒，他们也经常问，为什么我们是最后被看到的？我们其实是基督教的发源地，为什么我们总是被遗忘？
They keep saying, why do we abandon by the Western church when you are our body? If one part of the body suffers, does not all of the body suffer with it?
他们也会问，为什么西方的教会总是不 就是理睬我们，我们是同一个属于基督同一个身体的，当一个肢体受灾难的时候，其他的肢体也会一同受灾。
They say, is it because we have no status, no power? Is it because we will not kill like the extremists that we're treated like this?
那是因为我们没有能力，没有地位，没有身份，然后甚至是因为我们不会像那些极端的主义 的人去杀害无辜的人吗？
Let's look at Nehemiah's response and ask the Spirit of God to show us Nehemiah's heart.
让我们一同来看尼希米的回应，也让他看。也一起来看他是怎么去回应这件事情的。
When Nehemiah heard this report, it says, he says, those who survived the exile, they are in great trouble. The wall is broken down as it burned by fire.
尼希米说他当他看到这一个的时候，这个世界是在灾难当中，这个被can you repeat that?
Yeah. So Nehemiah, when he heard the report, he says that the exiles are in great distress, that the wall of Jerusalem is burned by fire and broken down.
以色列的城墙也被火烧焚烧毁了，然后这些子民也是，这些被掳归回的人也是在这个患难当中。
So we could paraphrase this like this. 70% of the church in Iraq and Syria has fled, and we don't hear much about that on the news anymore, but very few of them have actually returned.
我们可以这样子来看，来比较，就是当今在伊拉克还有叙利亚、斯里兰卡这些地方的教会，有70-80%的都已经被摧毁了，但是我们在新闻上很少听到有关的报道。
Many Christians are trying to flee Sri Lanka now if they can, but what's the hope of the church there if Christians leave?
有很多的当地的人都尝试的去逃离，去逃离这些国家，但是如果他们剩下的基督徒都走了，那这个国家的教会还有什么希望呢？
Nehemiah's response in verse 4. When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
尼希米在第四节里面这么回应说，我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祷告。
Nehemiah teaches us that we'll never work together to rebuild the broken walls of God's church until we first grieve over the ruins.
尼希米告诉我们的是，我们除非是我们可以去真的是很悲痛的去认罪悔改，我们不可能去修复这一个被拆毁的城墙。
We're not talking about the physical walls, but the spiritual walls, the fortifying protection of God's word, the comfort of God's community.And the privilege of being in unity together.
我所说的不是这一个物质上的真的城墙，而是属灵的城墙，就是说我们基督徒在神里面的合一，还有我们的基督徒的团体。
I've met many pastors in different parts of the world who only have little bits of the Bible. They don't have the full story, and they're crying out for scriptures so that they are able to bring comfort and hope and the full story of Christianity to their people.
我遇到很多的牧师，他们只是听过很少部分的圣经，他们是很需要是有更多的可以去更完整的去将这个福音去带给神的子民。
When Nehemiah heard this report, he wept and he prayed for 120 days.
当尼希米听到这个报道消息之后，他哭泣了120天。
That's 4 months.
那就是4个月。
Nehemiah shows us that when we're serious about comforting and relieving the suffering of our family around the world, we must begin with a deep conviction.
尼西米也告诉我们，当我们认识到、意识到这些，在世界上各地受逼迫、遭患难的这些肢体的时候，我们也要有一个很深刻的对罪的认识。
Nehemiah just didn't hear the story, but he bore in his body the suffering and the agony of God's people.
他不只是听了这个消息，他还是在感同身受的去为这些他的神的子民去哀痛。
And we see other prophets of the Bible respond similarly to Nehemiah.
我们也看到在其他的先知也有像尼希米这样子去一同去做出这个反应的。
In Job 30:25, he says, Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has my soul not grieved for those of my people who are poor?
在约翰福音 John 3.
At Job 30:25.
在约伯记。在约伯记三十章三十五节 Job 30:25
Yeah.
Job 在约伯记里三十章三二十五节里这么说：人遭难，我岂不为他哭泣呢？人穷乏，我岂不为他忧愁呢？
Job was known as.Well, Jeremiah was the next prophet. He was known as the weeping prophet.
耶利米是被认为是一个哭泣祷告的先知。
He says, "Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me."
他说，因为我的子民受压迫，我也被压迫。
Oh, that my head was a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for my people.
我的眼睛也是日夜为我的子民去流泪。
He says, "Let my eyes overflow with tears night and day without ceasing, for my people have suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow."
他说我愿我的眼泪汪汪昼夜不息，因为我的百姓受了破口裂口破坏的大伤。
And the Apostle Paul says, I quoted earlier in 1 Corinthians 12:26, if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer.
那个使徒保罗也在约翰不在那个哥林多前书里面也说过，如果神的肢体一部分受伤，受逼迫，其他的肢体也会受逼迫，会受患难。
It's interesting that.In the time of Babylon, the Babylonian exiles, there were many exiles that got comfortable in Babylon, Jewish exiles.
很有趣的是在巴比伦时代的这一些逃离归回的被掳归回的人。
And over time, they intermarried with the Babylonians and got comfortable and didn't care too much about the suffering of their own people back in Jerusalem.
这些人也不再就是计较他们在当地的一些受苦，他们也很快的找到了他们的舒适区，也会与当地的人通婚。
In fact, only 2% of exiles who were taken into Babylon actually returned to Jerusalem because Jerusalem wasn't.Attractive anymore. There was no walls, and Babylon was a little bit more fun.
他们甚至只有2%的人会选择回到去耶路撒冷，因为他们觉得在巴比伦更有意思。
I wonder, as God's people today, if we sometimes feel like we're living in Babylon in Australia, yeah?
我不知道我们作为神的子民，我们今天是不是也住在巴比伦，就是澳大利亚。
My encouragement to you is let's not get too comfortable in Babylon, yeah?
我对你们的鼓励就是让我们不要在这个巴比伦过得太舒服了。
It's very attractive.
虽然很吸引人。
But it's very dangerous too.
但同时也很危险。
Nehemiah says this when he prays, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, I confess the sins that I and my Israelite people, including my father's family, have committed against you.
耶西米说，神啊，那个天上的神，我这个荣耀伟大的神，我承认以色列的罪，包括我自己和我父的罪，都在你面前陈明。
So Nehemiah challenges us with a deep conviction, but sometimes we're convicted of what God wants us to do, but we don't actually make a confession. We don't say, God, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, I've sinned, I've been part of the problem.
耶利米在这里就是让我们，就是挑战我们去，不仅仅是认识我们的罪，认识到我们的得罪神的地方的一些过犯，更加是去认罪悔改。去很深刻的有一个认识。
Many of the other prophetic voices emphasize the same heart of Nehemiah, Amos, Micah, and Jeremiah.
很多人的很多学者会将尼希米啊，还有阿莫斯和那个弥迦他们这些先知去的一些去做一些比较，他们强调的神的那个。
And they emphasize that God was punishing Israel because they failed to care for the orphan and the widow and the alien.
他们强调的是神去惩罚这一些子民，是因为他们没有去关心到那一些软弱的，像那些孤儿寡妇。
Who are the most vulnerable in these countries now? Women and children.And the displaced.
那一些像孤儿寡妇这些，就是在国家里面最弱小的群体。
I'm sure that we would all agree that for us in the West, we have not cared for the orphan and widow as we know that we should have done.
我相信我们很多人在西方世界也是没有像我们应该要去做的那样去关心、去关注这些孤儿寡妇。
The Apostle James says in James that a religion God considers as perfect is a religion that cares for orphans and widows in their need.
雅各在雅各书里面有这么说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不玷染世俗。
I've been into countries where 90% of the husbands and fathers have either been killed or young men have been conscripted into armies, leaving the majority of the church women who've lost the men in their families.
在这些国家当中，有90%的这些男性是要去被迫的去服兵役，然后参战，然后牺牲。就导致很多留下了很多的这一些孤儿寡妇，他们是很无助的。
Surely as God's people, this situation grieves us as Nehemiah was grieved.
很肯定的是，对于我们神的子民，我们就是也要像尼希米当年那样子去为这些神的子民去哀痛。
In Afghanistan at the moment, every 30 seconds.A child is becoming a refugee.
在阿富汗地区，每30秒钟就有一个儿童成为一个难民。
And believe it or not, in the crisis of Afghanistan, do you know that it's the second fastest growing church in the world?
不对，你相不相信，在现在阿富汗这样的情形下，他们还是世界上增长最快的第二大的国家。
The fastest growing
教会增长，对， yeah. 教会增长最快的。
The fastest growing church in the world is actually Iran.
最快的那一个教会增长的国家是在伊朗。
So it sounds like they don't need us, do they? They're growing despite that. But no, they do. They cry out for our help, our partnership. They cry out for us to care for them and to love them.
虽然看他们增长得很快，但他们依然是很需要我们的那个帮助。
Number two that we're challenged with from Nehemiah here is that when we're serious about caring for the global body of Christ, when we're serious about what Paul says, if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer.
第二点就是如果我们是很认真的对待尼西米和保罗所说的当一个肢体受难的时候其他肢体也跟着遭难。
We must agree.
我们就必须同意相信。
That we need to take an honest confession.
我们要有一个诚实的一个认罪悔改。
We have not practiced James 1:27, which says, the religion that God considers perfect is one that cares for orphans, widows, and aliens.
就像在雅各书里面所说的，一章二十七节所说的，我们清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
I love how the concept of sin in the Bible is described not just as the things that are bad that we do.
我喜欢圣经描述有关罪的时候，不是说这只是一件不好的事情，我们去做的一个不好的事情。
Sin isn't just doing the things that we know we shouldn't do. Sin is actually not doing the things we know we should do.
罪不是说我们只是去做我们知道我们不应该做的事情，而是说罪也是说我们不去做我们知道我们应该做的事情。
And sin is a strange word. Do you know what it actually means? Where it comes from?
罪是一个很奇特的，很奇妙的一个字眼，是有很多的意思在里面。
It actually comes from the concept of chivalry, specifically archery.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
So sin comes from the idea of chivalry, like archery.
所以就好像，我知道了。所以就好像我们去射箭的时候，没有射中那个靶心。
The concept comes from archer who has broken equipment and they can't actually ever hit the target.
所以就好像那一个弓箭手去射箭，但是他没有射中那个靶心。
So sin really means missing the target as an archer, and the target is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
所以其实就是当这个弓箭手去没有达到他的目标的时候。就是罪，然后这个目标就是我们去过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
But as God's people who are forgiven and justified and in God's family, we have no excuse because God's given us new equipment. He's given us the right bow and arrow so that we can hit the target every time.
当我们基督徒得救信主以后，我们在神的家里面被原谅，被得救悔改以后，我们就没有理由去不射中这个靶心，因为神也给了我们新的这一个箭。
The power of God is released firstly through remember an honest confession is number two. Do you remember what the first one was? A deep conviction.
你还记得第二点是这个诚实的一个认罪悔改，你们还记得第一点吗？第一点就是对罪深刻的认识。
And the last one is the power of God is released through a courageous commitment.
第三点就是神的能力，神的大能是通过一个蛮有勇气、勇敢的一个委身来彰显出来。
Nehemiah didn't stay grieving and worried and concerned about God's people. He said, hey, look, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go to the king.
尼希米并没有说他马上要去做些什么，要去为神的子民要去找这个国王。
And if we want to see anything happen in the world and God's power released through us to heal the world, well, we need to go to the king. Amen?
所以当我们想为这个世界做什么，想要看到神彰显他的大能的时候，我们也不需要去到王那里。
Yeah. And so we're not talking the king of Persia or Babylon. We're talking about the king of kings.
我们在说的，我们需要去到的国王那里，不是说地上的这些国家的国王，而是 万王之王。
And as we know, the king granted Nehemiah his request.
我们也知道，神也这个王也垂听了尼希米的这个请求。
And listen to this fascinating fact. The rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls fulfills Daniel's prophecy of 95 years earlier.
最后这个破碎的城墙的这个重建也在但以理的那个时代的95年以后去95年前去达成了。
And God is up to something in some of the world's hardest places. He is rebuilding the walls of his church.
在这些最困难的这些国家里面，神也在做工，他也在不断的去重建这些破碎的教会。
But in his sovereign plan, he has intentionally allowed you and me to be part of this rebuilding.
在神完美的大能，他的全能里面，他也在邀请你跟我一起去同工。
Nehemiah could never have known that more than 500 years later, the incarnate God himself, Jesus, was also weeping over Jerusalem's walls.
尼希米也不会知道，在大概500年以后，主耶稣来到了这个世上的时候，也同样为这个破碎的城墙去哭泣。
In Luke 19, 41 and 42, it says, When Jesus drew near to the city, he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for priests.But now they're hidden from your eyes.
在路加福音的十九章四十一节里面，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：“巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。”
Jesus was not weeping over the physical walls of Jerusalem, even though.He knew Jerusalem would soon be destroyed and thousands of people would be killed.
耶稣看似是为耶路撒冷的这一个城墙，这个破碎的城墙去哀哭，他也知道很多的人会因此失去生命。
I'm sure that this destruction of God's temple and God's people was deep upon the heart of Jesus, but this was not the main reason for his tears.
我们知道这些这个城墙的拆毁，还有这些牺牲的子民是在神的心上，但这并不是他哀哭最重要的理由。
Jesus was weeping over the resilience and the stubbornness and the hardness of heart of his people.
耶稣是在为那一些他的子民的那个刚硬顽固的心去哭泣。
That in John chapter 1.John says that he came to his own, but his own did not recognize him or receive him.
在约翰福音一章里面，主耶稣他来到他自己的子民当中，但他自己的人却不接纳他。
We know from the rest of this story that in the same way that God moved in Nehemiah's heart through his prayer, through his tears, through his fasting and his confession, God then moved in the king's heart.
我们知道在尼希米记尼希米所做的这一些事情，他的禁食祷告，他的认罪悔改，他的哀痛，他的所做的一切事情，神也在做工，神就去感动了这个王的心。
I want to ask you today as I close soon to make a commitment with me, with us to pray for and care for the suffering church around the world.
在我们今天即将结束之前，我也希望呼召大家可以跟我一样有一个委身，为在这个世界各地受灾害、受灾难的这些教会、受逼迫的教会和神的子民去祷告的心。
To help rebuild not the physical walls but the spiritual walls of God's church, to give them courage, to give them hope, to help them feel like they're loved and that they're part of this body in the West, and if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer.
我们希望也可以给他们看到，就是有带来希望，带来力量，让他们被感受到被爱，知道我们是基督的同一个身体，我们是一同肢体受 在患难灾难的时候是一同受灾。
You know something really interesting?
你知道有什么是非常有趣的吗？
I'm going to tell you.
我告诉你。
The name Nehemiah in Hebrew actually means one who comforts.
在尼希米这个名字在希伯来文里面是安慰者的意思。
God was using Nehemiah as the comforter and carer of his people.
神就用尼希米作为一个安慰者，一个关心者。
Because Nehemiah was a forerunner of God's leadership and God'sauthority over his people, he is like us, or we are like him.
尼希米就像他是一个神的子民的一个带领者，是一个有这个神的一些神所赐给他的全能的，就像我们也一样，我们作为神的子民也一样。
Nehemiah is a great example for all of us.
尼希米就是我们一个很好的榜样。
Because God wants to use us as he used Nehemiah to comfort his people.
神也希望使用我们，就像他使用尼希米去安慰他的百姓一样。
I pray that in the same way that God burdened Nehemiah's heart with the heart and weeping of God himself, that God would burden your heart through his spirit to weep and to fast and to pray and to help the body of Christ around the world.
我希望神就好像用尼希米给他这样的重担去这样的负担去关怀去关爱他的百姓一样，我们今天同样也有这样的心去关爱去有这样的负担去帮助那些
God is calling a new generation of Nehemiahs today to rise up and to be his hands and his feet around the world.
神今天也是呼召一群神的像尼希米的接班人这样子的后代去可以去继续的成为神教会的肢体去帮助这些需要的人。
And maybe these three challenges from Nehemiah you can take home today. Number one, a conviction to pray for the suffering church and for God's people around the world.
有以下三点是我们今天可以带走的一个挑战，就是第一，就是有一个深刻的认识，可以去为这些受苦的教会去祷告。
An honest confession to care for orphans and widows and say, Holy Spirit, place upon me.The weeping of God, the burden of God upon my heart.
第二点就是有一个诚实的一个悔改的心，愿意去帮助关心那些孤儿寡妇那些弱势群体，也求圣灵让我在我们当中有一个这样的负担。
And a courageous commitment to help rebuild the spiritual walls of God's church around the world in Australia.In Sri Lanka, in Afghanistan, and wherever it might be.
最后就是有一个勇气，有一个勇敢的心，有一个委身，愿意去帮助去重建这一些破碎的教会，在世界各地，包括在澳洲啊、斯里兰卡呀、啊，还有伊拉克等等这些地方。
And let us, of course, not forget our brothers and sisters on mainland China who are struggling.So much at this time.
我们也不要忘记在中国大陆的这些弟兄姊妹，现在也有很多的逼迫。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Merciful God, we thank you for your word.
满有怜悯的神，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for the example of Nehemiah.
我们感谢你给我们有尼希米的这一个榜样。
We thank you that Nehemiah shows us how to grieve over sin.
我们感谢你，尼希米，让我们看到怎么样对罪，痛哭流泪。
Lord, we thank you that you show us that sin isn't just doing what we know we shouldn't do, but it's not doing what we know we should do.
感谢你，也让我们看到罪。 不仅是我们知道我们不去做什么事情，而是不仅是我知道我们不应该去做什么，也是去做我们应该要去做的事情。
Lord, continue to replace our broken equipment so that we can hit the target, your truth, your goodness, your will all the time.
求主你也赐给我们这一个新的这一个这个弓箭，让我们可以去更精准的射到你要我们做的目标，去遵行你的旨意。
Lord Jesus, pour upon our own hearts your courage, Lord, your comfort, Lord, your burden for your people.
主啊，也求你赐给我们从你而来的勇气、信心，还有对神你的子民的这个负担。
Lord, break the hearts of stone within us, Lord. Break down the resilience that we often have towards the greatest needs in the world.
主啊，也破碎我们心里的刚硬，让我们可以有个柔软的心去为这一个破碎的这一个世界上的教会去祷告。
Lord, we need you every day. Lord, fill us today with a fresh revelation of our calling to serve the global body of Christ together.
主，我们每一天都需要你，求你的灵充满我们，让我们有这个愿意的心去服侍世界各地区的这一些破碎的教会，这些神的肢体。
Amen. So I pray this last prayer, may the Lord